A sizable crowd gathered in front of Sitka's downtown Crescent Harbor for a ritual observed each spring by Alaska's coastal communities. The blessing of the fleet is a tradition in these towns where, for generations, families have wrung their livings from the sea and lost loved ones in the process. With prayers and music, Sitkans asked that their mariners be protected as they venture forth, and as sunny skies turned to snow, they called forth the names of those who have passed away. Pastor Jim Drury opened the service with a fisherman's hymn.
O Lord, the King of earth and sea, we dedicate this hour to thee.
When we are blind to the sea's mystery and forget it as God's handiwork, when we are ungrateful for fair winds, good weather, and plentiful harvests,
Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us.
When we exploit the sea's riches and forget our brothers and sisters in need, when we are careless with our boats and
their This land. Is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings unbroken.
Our boats are a sign of our labor. Through them we gain our living. On them we depend for safety. Today we ask your blessing.
God speed the boats, their nets and lines, their tackle and gear, their captains and crews. God speed the boats in fair weather and in foul, success and in disappointment. God speed the boats.
These are the mariners who have passed away this past year. Frank Aloysius. David Harry Austin. Bob Allensworth. Anthony Bolovich.
The following mariners are those who have died at sea. Michael Dunn. Brian Finnegan. Vern McGee.
God bless our fleet upon the...
64 Sitka mariners have died since the last blessing of the fleet, three at sea. Families and friends filled the harbor master's boat with wreaths and bouquets in honor of those now gone, to be taken beyond the breakwater, out to the ocean, the start of another season. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.